Okay, thank you everyone for joining, and we will start, we'll open in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for his coming into this world and that he has come in this world to give himself a sacrifice for sin. So we thank thee that we can present the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has accomplished. And we just ask for help as we would have a little message in the Word of God. Remember those that are going through times of difficulty and pray for thy blessing on them. And just ask for thy help now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you everyone for joining. Today we're going to look at one verse in John chapter 20 and verse number 31. I will read it in English and then Tintin will read it in Tagalog. And so John, he is finishing up his epistle. He's near the end and he says, "But these things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name."
Hello po sa lahat. Sabay-sabay po natin basahin mula po sa aklat ni Juan, magandang balita ni Juan, chapter 20, verse 31. "Ngunit ang mga ito ay nangasulat upang kayo'y magsisampalataya na si Jesus ay ang Kristo, ang anak ng Diyos, at sa inyong pagsampalataya ay magkaroon kayo ng buhay sa kanyang pangalan."
So as John has come at the end of his gospel, he is really laying out, he has said in the verse before, there's many other things that we could have written.
Dito po, malapit na matapos ang aklat ni Juan, at marami po siyang sinabi na marami pang mga tanda na hindi nakasulat sa aklat na ito.
Then he says, "The things that I have written, though I could have written more, I've wrote these so that you would understand who the Lord Jesus is and that you'd believe on him."
Sabi ni Juan, marami pa siyang isusulat, ngunit ito ay naisulat upang kayo ay sumampalataya at maniwala sa pangalan ni Jesu Cristo.
So the Gospel of John is maybe a little more unique than the other three gospels, but it is very interesting gospel.
Ang aklat po ng Ebanghelyo ni Juan ay kakaiba sa ibang tatlong aklat ng mabuting balita. Ito po ay napaka unique o kakaiba sa lahat ng aklat.
The books of Matthew and Luke, they start with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ang mabuting balita po na aklat ni Matthew at ni Lucas ay nagsisimula po sa kapanganakan ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
Mark starts with the ministry, the public ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngunit ang magandang balita ni Marcos ay nagsimula po sa pagpapahayag ng mabuting balita ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
But John is different. He takes up the deity or the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was God.
Ngunit ang mabuting balita po ni Juan ay nagpapahayag o nagpapapakita na ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay ang nag-iisang anak ng Diyos, na siya ay isang Diyos.
And in John chapter 1, John says, "In the beginning was the Word."
At mababasa nga po natin sa aklat ni Juan, sa chapter 1, na siya, na si Jesus, ay ang salita ng Diyos.
And that's not the beginning of the Lord Jesus Christ, but probably rather the beginning of his declaration, his showing who he was.
Ngunit hindi po iyon ang simula o yung pasimula ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Ngunit ito po yung simula ng pagdeklara na siya ay Diyos.
As I was just thinking of some of the things that are happened through the book of John, and that's where I will do this morning. just a quick highlight.
At makikita po natin ang mapag-aralan po natin ng mga iba-ibang pangyayari na nakasulat dito sa aklat ni Juan.
And so just keep thinking of these words, what John is writing, why he is writing.
Atin pong pagnilay-nilayan o pag-isipan kung bakit ito ang isinulat ni Juan.
John says, I am writing these things that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that you might have life.
Ito ay isinulat ni Juan upang kayo'y magsisampalataya na si Jesus ay Kristo, ang anak ng Diyos, at sa inyong pagsampalataya ay magkaroon kayo ng buhay.
And so, chapter 1, John is writing that he realizes who the Lord Jesus is. He is the eternal Son of God.
Sa chapter 1 po ng Juan ay kanyang isinulat kung sino nga ba ang ating Panginoong Jesus.
And he says, the eternal Son of God, he is the one who became flesh, the one who took on flesh and came and lived among us.
Isinulat po doon na ang nag-iisang anak o yung anak ng Diyos at siya ay nanirahan, siya ay pumarito at nanirahan kasama natin.
John also touches that through the Lord Jesus, all things were made by Him.
At sinabi din po niya na ang lahat ng ito ay nanggaling o siya ang lumikha o nanggaling sa Kanya.
And also in chapter 1, John doesn't specifically identify when he was saved, but you see that John shows when he understands who the Lord Jesus is.
At doon din po sa chapter 1, hindi po ito yung panahon kung kailan nagkaroon ng kaligtasan si Juan, ngunit ipinakita niya kung paano niya nakilala na si Jesus ay ang nag-iisang anak ng Diyos.
In some of the other books, we understand that John was a fisherman, and when he and his friends heard the Lord Jesus, they realized who he was, that he was the Son of God, and they followed him. They followed the Lord Jesus.
Sa ibang aklat po, makikita o mababasa natin na si Juan ay isang mangingisda, at makikita natin doon kung paano niya natagpuan o nakilala si Jesus at naliwanagan siya na ito ay ang nag-iisang anak ng Diyos.
And perhaps John was there the day that John the Baptist would make this tremendous statement, "Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world."
Maaring sa araw na idiniklara ni Juan Bautista na si Jesus ay ang nag-iisang tupa ng Diyos, ay naroon siya at siya ay nakarinig o nakakita habang ipinapahayag ni Juan Bautista ang katotohanan na ang Diyos, na si Jesus ay ang tupa o karnero ng Diyos.
And so one of the things that John is convinced of from the early part of the book is that Jesus is the Son of God.
Kaya pinapatotohanan ni Juan na ang ating Panginoong Jesus, siya ay anak ng Diyos.
In chapter 2, you might recall that there was a wedding and there Jesus made wine out of water.
At sa chapter 2 nga po ng aklat ni Juan, makikita natin na siya ay dumalo sa isang kasalan. At nagkaroon po ng himala at ang tubig ay ginawa po niyang inumin na alak.
And that, so, where was I going? So, in chapter 1, the Lord Jesus not only is the Son of God, but in chapter 2, He is the one who has power that other men don't.
Kaya dito po sa chapter 1, hindi lamang ipinakita na si Jesus ay anak ng Diyos, Ngunit dito sa chapter 2, ipinakita po ang kanyang kapangyarihan.
In chapter 3, we see the interaction of the Lord Jesus with a religious man. And there the Lord Jesus tells him of the new birth.
At sa chapter 3 po, ay makikita natin ang pakikipag-usap ng ating Panginoong Jesus sa mga relihiyos o matatalino o mga guro na ng relihiyon o ng banal na aklat.
And there John records the words of the Lord Jesus to Nicodemus, and he says, unless a person is born again, he cannot see heaven.
At dito nga po sa chapter 3, makikita natin o mababasa natin ang pag-uusap ni Nicodemo at ng ating Panginoong Jesus. At sinabi sa kanya ni Jesus, maliban ang tao ay ipinanganak ng muli, hindi siya makakapasok sa kaharian ng Diyos.
And then just a couple of verses after that, the Lord Jesus emphasizes to Nicodemus, don't be amazed. You must be born again. You must be saved.
At dito nga po sa the same chapter po, chapter 3, mababasa din natin na sinabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus kay Nicodemo na huwag kang magtaka sa aking sinabi sa iyo kailanman nga kayo'y kailangan nga kayo'y ipinanganak ng muli.
And then we can't leave John chapter 3 without John records the Lord Jesus saying who he is and why he came, John 3:16.
At dito nga po sa the same chapter mababasa natin kung bakit ano nga ba ang dahilan kung bakit pumarito ang ating Panginoong Jesus at kung papaano niya ipinakita ang kanyang pagmamahal sa atin.
And here are the words, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pagsinta ng Diyos sa sanlibutan na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinumang sa kanya'y sumampalataya ay huwag mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
And then listen to the words of that John records concerning the Lord Jesus at the end of that chapter, John 3 and 36.
At dito nga po mababasa o makikita natin na nakasulat sa huling bahagi ng chapter na isinulat ni Juan, ang sumampalataya sa anak ay may buhay na walang hanggan, ngunit ang hindi tumalima sa anak ay hindi makakakita ng buhay, kundi puot ng Diyos ay suma sa kanya.
And so remember why John is writing. He is writing that the reader would understand who the Lord Jesus is.
Kaya po ito'y isinulat ni Juan upang ang mga bawat isa na nagbabasa ng salita ng Diyos ay malaman o maintindihan natin kung bakit niya ito isinulat.
John, in his epistle at the end of the Bible, he writes similar words, he that has the Son has life.
At sa iba pa pong sulat ni Juan, kanyang ipinakita o kanyang sinulat ang sinabi na kapag ikaw ay may anak ng the Son, sorry teacher, the last part.
He that has the Son has life.
Kung sino man ang mayroon ng anak, ito po yung ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo, ay may buhay.
Then we come to John chapter 4, and don't be alarmed, I'm not going to touch every chapter. But in John chapter 4, we see the Lord Jesus, and he is drawing near to those who were rejected by others.
At dito nga po sa chapter 4, mababasa natin ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Siya ay malapit sa mga taong hindi siya kinikilala o siya ay tinataboy.
And he shows himself to a woman who is not only confused spiritually, she is actually a corrupt woman.
At siya po ay lumapit sa babae na makasalanan. Ito po yung babae na hindi relihiyoso. Siya po ay makasalanan sa mata ng mga tao.
As that woman listens to the Lord Jesus and she understands who he is, much of the city was moved and came to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngunit nang madinig ng babae ang salita ng ating Panginoong Hesus, ang mga tao na nakarinig sa kanya mismong bibig, kung ano ang sinabi ng Panginoong Hesus, ang mga tao sila ay nagkaroon ng interest o sila ay napahanga kung ano man ang narinig nila sa babae.
In John chapter 9, we can read the story of a man who was born blind.
At sa chapter 9 po ng aklat ni Juan, mababasa natin ang kwento ng isang lalaki na bulag.
And that is actually a very interesting story. You could read the story and enjoy it.
At ito po ay napaka-interesadong kwento. Kung kayo po ay magbabasa nito, napakagandang kwento.
In that story, the blind man, he comes in contact with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus heals him.
Yung bulag na lalaki, siya po ay nakaharap ng ating Panginoong Hesus. At ang ating Panginoong Hesus, siya po ay pinagaling niya.
And after he is healed, the religious leaders ask the blind man, "Who was the man that healed you?"
At nung ang lalaking bulag ay gumaling, tinanong po siya ng mga punong mga ngaral. Sinabi nila sa kanya, "Sino ang nagpagaling sa iyo?"
And the words of the man are actually almost funny. They are true, but they're funny because they are saying this man was a sinner. Is a sinner.
Dito nga po ay nakakatuwa ang sinabi ng nila sa kanya, sinabi ng lalaki ay siya po ay makasalanan.
And the blind man, the man who is blind, he says, "I don't know if a man who is a sinner can do a miracle like that, but whether he was a sinner or no, there's something that I do know."
Ngunit sinagot sila ng lalaking magaling na, nubulag na. Sabi niya, kung siya ay makasalanan, hindi ko alam. Ngunit isang bagay ang nalalaman ko na siya ay nakapagpagaling sa akin.
The end of the chapter ends with the blind man. He not only has received a sight, but he sees, he understands who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And it says that he worships the Lord Jesus.
Hindi lamang yung lalaki, hindi lamang po siya gumaling. Ngunit nakita niya at nakilala niya at naniwala po siya na ang ating Panginoong Hesus, siya ay anak ng Diyos at siya sumampalataya sa kanya.
And then in chapter 10, the Lord Jesus, he is saying that he is the good shepherd. He says, "I am the good shepherd. I give my life for the sheep."
At dito nga po sa chapter 10, sinabi ng Panginoong Hesus na siya ang mabuting pastor at ibinigay ng mabuting pastor o pastol ang kanyang buhay sa mga tupa.
I am the door.
At sa verse 9, sinabi po niya na ako o si Hesus, ako ang pintuan.
The Lord Jesus is the door to heaven.
Ang ating Panginoong Hesus, siya ang pintuan papunta sa kalangitan.
I've been listening to a man speak on some recorded broadcasts, and he's speaking on the I am statements of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Siya nga po ay nakikinig sa isang recording po at sinabi po nga nung lalaki na I am, ako ang pintuan.
And so I'm not going to get them all and I don't have them written down, but so here's one. I am the door. I am the good shepherd.
At dito nga po ang ating Panginoon. Siya po ang pintuan, siya po ang mabuting pastol o mabuting pastor.
He says in another chapter, I am the light of the world. John 15, he says, I am the branch.
At sa iba nga pong chapter, sinabi ng ating Panginoon na siya ang liwanag ng mundo. Siya ang the branches, that teacher?
Yeah, I guess he says, I am the vine.
Na siya ang puno ng ubas.
And then, luckily, one of the most important ones is John chapter 14 and verse 6. And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
At dito nga po sa chapter 14, ang napaka magandang verse. At mababasa po natin ito. At sinabi ni Jesus, ako ang daan at ang katotohanan at ang buhay. Sinuman ay di makakaparoon sa Ama kundi sa pamamagitan ko.
And so these are just some of the I am statements of who the Lord Jesus is.
Ito po yung mga katotohanan na mababasa natin na sinabi ng Panginoon na ako. Sinasabi po niya na siya mismo, ako.
Then in John chapter 11, it's the story of Lazarus.
At dito po sa chapter 11, mababasa po natin ang kwento patungkol kay Lazaro.
Not only could the Lord Jesus turn water to wine, not only could he heal blind men and some others.
Hindi lamang po ang ating Panginoong Jesus nakagawa ng ginawa po niya na yung tubig ay naging alak, siya po ay nakapagpagaling ng bulag, ngunit.
But the Lord Jesus is the one who could raise a person from the dead even after 4 days.
Ngunit ang ating Panginoong Jesus, siya ay nagbigay buhay muli sa isang taong patay na kahit na 4 na araw na itong patay.
And so why is John recording these? That we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Bakit nga ba lahat ng ito'y isinulat ni Juan? Upang tayong lahat ay maniwala at manampalataya ng ating Panginoong Jesus ay anak ng Diyos.
And then finally, John records, I suppose, the climax of the Lord Jesus in his time here on earth.
At dito nga po, ipinakita ni Juan ang pinaka, ang tuktok ng katotohanan patungkol sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
And John records the crucifixion, the nailing of the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross.
Dito po isinulat ni Juan ang pagpako sa krus ng ating Panginoong Jesus, ang kanyang pagdudusa sa krus.
And there, John, again, slightly distinct from the other Gospels, he records of things that happened to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ito nga po yung pagkakaiba ng aklat ni Juan sa mga ibang ebanghelyo ay nakasulat nga po kung papaano ang pagdudusa ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
It is John who records the consciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ to do his Father's work.
Dito mababasa natin kung papaano nga isinabi o naalala o ipinahayag ng ating Panginoong Jesus na siya ginagawa niya kung ano ang utos ng kanyang Ama.
And so in John chapter 19, in verse number 30, we read in the English language, it's three words. It might only be one in the original, but you get the words, it is finished.
Dito nga po sinabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus ang salita na naganap na.
And so when the Lord Jesus went to the cross, when he suffered there for sin, when he gave his life, he made this declaration, the work is finished.
Nung ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay nasa krus, siya ay ipinako sa krus, siya ay nagdusa sa krus para sa kasalanan ng sanlibutan ng mga tao, at nung tapos na ang kanyang paghihirap o tapos na ang kanyang gawa, ito ay sinabi niya na naganap na, tapos na ang kanyang gawa.
And so what is the point of John's gospel? Why did he write it?
Ano nga ba ang gustong ipakita o ipahayag ni Juan kung bakit niya isinulat ang mga ito?
John is writing, without the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I, we cannot be saved.
Sinabi po niya sa kanyang mga isinulat na kung wala ang ating Panginoong Jesus, ikaw at ako ay hindi kailanman magkakaroon ng kaligtasan.
And so whether we are the worst of sinners or whether we are the most religious, all of us need the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, we are helpless.
Kung ikaw man ay napakasamang makasalanan o ikaw man ay napaka-relihiyosong tao, lahat tayo, bawat isa sa atin ay nangangailangan ng kaligtasan.
And so John writes these words. He's going to write a few more after, but this is what he writes. I'm going to read the verse again in English. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that you that believing you might have life through his name.
Ito nga po ang katotohanang isinulat ni Juan para sa atin. Ngunit ang mga ito ay nangasulat upang kayo'y magsisampalataya na si Jesus ay ang Kristo, ang anak ng Diyos. At sa inyong pagsasampalataya ay magkaroon kayo ng buhay sa kanyang pangalan.
And so John is writing, by the guidance of the Spirit of God, that if a person doesn't have the Lord Jesus Christ, he does not have life.
Ang pagsusulat ni Juan, siya po ay may guide galing po sa banal na Espiritu, na ang bawat isa sa atin ay ang bawat isa sa atin ay nangangailangan ng kaligtasan.
And so if you are not saved, if you have never had the new birth, you are unfit for heaven.
Kung kayo po ay hindi pa ipinanganak ng muli sa buhay na ito, kayo po ay hindi nararapat o karapat dapat sa kalangitan.
I was working on something yesterday and my wife got home and my hands were black from grease. And I went into the house and I thought, she is going to tell me to get out of the house.
Kahapon po siya ay nagtatrabaho, ang kanyang mga kamay ay madumi, puno ng grasa. At pagpasok nga niya po sa bahay, nandun po ang kanyang asawa at iniisip po niya, nasasabihin niya sa akin na lumabas ka.
Well, she didn't kick me out. She didn't even tell me not to touch anything.
Hindi po siya pinaalis. At hindi rin po siya sinabihan na huwag galawin ang kahit na ano.
But when it comes to heaven, we are black like my hands were yesterday, and we cannot enter heaven like that.
At sa kalangitan nga po, tayo ay parang maduduming, katulad ng maduming kamay na hindi karapat-dapat o hindi nararapat sa kalangitan.
And so John is writing, our sins need to be forgiven. We need our sins taken away.
At sinulat nga po ni Juan na kailangan po natin ang kaligtasan. Kailangan po natin ang kapatawaran ng ating mga kasalanan.
And so through the Son, through the Lord Jesus Christ, comes forgiveness of sin. He has died for our sins.
Sa pamamagitan nga po ng Anak, sa pamamagitan po ni Hesukristo, tayo ay makakakamit o makakakuha ng kapatawaran ng kasalanan.
So today, if you are not saved, think of some of the things that John wrote about. It would be good actually if you read the Gospel of John.
Sa atin po na hindi na wala pa pong kaligtasan o hindi pa nakakakilala sa ating Panginoong Jesus, sana po ay isipin po natin ang ating natutunan mula sa aklat ni Juan. At mas mabuti po kung tayo ay babasahin po natin ang Ebanghelyo o magandang balita ni Juan.
It'd be a fantastic day or be a fantastic, evening. If you understand, I am the sinner that Christ died for.
Ito po ay napakagandang gabi para sa ating lahat kung kayo po ay naintindihan ninyo na kayo ay makasalanan at si Kristo ay namatay para sa inyong kasalanan.
And so John says, I'm writing these things that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through him you would have eternal life.
At sinabi po ni Juan, ngunit ang mga ito ay nangasulat upang kayo'y magsisampalataya na si Jesus ay ang Kristo, ang Anak ng Diyos, at sa inyong pagsampalataya ay magkaroon kayo ng buhay sa kanyang pangalan.
So thank you for listening and hope that these few remarks will be something for you to think about. Thank you, Tintin, for translating. And we will close in prayer. Our Father, we do give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. It must have been a wonderful thing for John to consider the life of the Lord Jesus and to be able to write some of these highlights concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And he would just simply write, I've written these things that everyone would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that that would be the case here even today. As the message has gone forth, we pray that there be those who would understand that the Lord Jesus, he came, he gave his life a ransom for sin, and to be those that understand that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, that he is the Savior. So we'd ask for thy blessing, be with us now in the remainder of the day for each of us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.